So, like I said yesterday, you know, just wasn't our best football game. Obviously, too many penalties, too many big plays. Didn't coach good enough, and so we have to turn the page. You know, we got to turn the page, and we have turned the page. We met with our team today. Meetings are probably over about now, and we're moving on to New England. So, as far as injuries go, you know. I think we're fairly healthy. We get, you know, normally at this time of the year, you know, a lot of guys are banged up. That's definitely the case with us. You know, we've got a lot of guys that have played a lot of football for us, and they're banged up. But Brandon Brooks stayed overnight in Buffalo. Should be back in Houston by 7 o'clock tonight. And then, you know, Cecil Shorts took a hit there at the end of the game. But look, he's not in the concussion protocol and looks to be okay. So with that, I'll open it up for questions.
Hey, Bill, just looking at film today, can you talk a little bit about the job the Bills did on J.J. specifically yesterday? For J.J.'s standards, kind of a quiet day for him.
Yeah, you know, look, they had some good schemes. They've got a very good offensive coaching staff. Greg Roman did a good job. But, you know, we've got to regroup. And like I said, we're moving on to New England, and we've got to figure out how to do better there.
Bill, obviously every game is huge in this league, but the difference between being 7-6 and 6-7 with Indy next week, I mean, this is a huge swing game for you guys.
You know, Brian, you're right. I mean, I think every game's big, though. You know, I really do. I think when you're in this league, you only play once a week. I don't see where, you know, necessarily, you know, in the regular season, where necessarily one game's bigger than the other. You know, I know the race that we're in and those types of things, but, you know, I think you know, in December, I think every game's big.
You're going to get these questions all week, but when someone says New England Patriots, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, what comes to mind for you and the respect you have for them and that organization?
Yeah, tremendous respect. You know, good friends. Got a lot of, got a lot of lifelong friends in that organization. You know, starting at the top with Mr. Kraft, Coach Belichick, Josh McDaniels, Nick Caserio, Chad O'Shea, Ivan Fears, you know, all those guys that I worked with there, Matty Patricia. But, you know, I think in the end, and you're right, you know, you'll get a lot of those questions this week, and you know, I'll answer all of them. But I think in the end what it's about is it's really about the two teams. It's not about Romeo or Mike Vrabel or myself or George Gotze or Vince Wilfork. It's about the two teams playing each other, the 2015 Texans versus the 2015 Patriots. That's what this week's about.
It looks like Chris Polk did some really good things for you yesterday. What have you thought about his progress throughout this year?
Yeah, you know, I think the whole thing all the time, Christy, with Chris Polk is that he stays healthy. And so far he's stayed healthy the last few weeks, and he's helped us in the running game. You know, I think – and he can catch passes out of the backfield, and he contributes on special teams. So, you know, I think he's playing pretty well for us, and hopefully that'll continue.
What was the key to the success on the ground that you guys had in this past game? That's a tough front that the Buffalo Bills have.
I thought the offensive line, you know, for the most part, I thought those guys blocked well. I think they've gotten better and better every week. I think there's still improvement to be made in the running game. I think there were still some yards left out there that we can do better in the running game. But, you know, I thought overall I think the offensive line blocked well yesterday.
A couple of guys this morning said, although it was a little too late to make some of those defensive changes, they said they can carry what they did in the second half a little bit over to this week, knowing that they were able to pick it up. Do you kind of see it that way as a coaching staff, some of the changes that you made?
We came out in the second half and played better on defense, no doubt about it. I mean, overall, until the end there. But we played better on defense. But I think every game's different. You know, like, you know, this past game, Buffalo was about, you know, unbalanced, wildcat, zone read, you know, different types of schemes to get to the outside. So, you know, it's going to be whatever the Patriots decide to do, and maybe they'll do some of that. But I don't necessarily think we're going to see a bunch of wildcat. You know, so I mean, I think it's different every single week.
Being around Brady those years, what benefit is that to you in terms of preparation, as far as how he prepares for an opponent?
I really, and you guys are probably going to laugh at this, but I don't see it as much of a benefit at all, because I think I haven't been there in 3 years, and they're a lot different than when I was there.
Bill, speaking of game plans, when you took the job, you talked about how you wanted to have a malleable game plan. It could change week to week. The Patriots and Belichick are obviously known for that.
Yep.
Him specifically, what separates him as a coach? I mean, you dealt with him up close. You know him throughout the league. What makes him so unique from your perspective?
Well, he's a very bright guy, and he's been in the National Football League for 40-plus years. You know, when he graduated from college, he went right to the NFL. And so he's seen it all. I mean, he's seen the changes in the league over 40 years. He's both in strategy and in salary cap and free agency and trades and all the different things. So he really understands the league, and he understands personnel really well. He understands, you know, obviously his own team and how he put his team together. It's different every year at a lot of positions, and he tries to with his staff, they have a really good coaching staff. They just try to put together the game plan that's best suited to beat the team that they're playing.
The Bills?
Knowing the Patriots the way you do and the standard of excellence, what do you kind of expect from them coming off two straight losses?
I expect probably one of the best football teams in football coming in here and playing a good game and posing a number of challenges to our team.
The Bills had the ball in the goal-to-go situation coming out of the two-minute warning. In retrospect, would you have called a timeout there maybe to get the ball back right before halftime?
Say that one again for me.
Coming out of the two-minute warning before halftime, the Bills had the ball.
Yeah.
And would you have called a timeout in retrospect because they scored with 30 seconds left?
Yeah, we thought about it there. You know, I did. I did think about it there. But looking back on it right now, I think that we handled the clock, you know, well in that situation. For the way that the game was going and the way that drive was going, I wasn't disappointed with how I handled the clock there.
I know it might be a little too soon, but do you expect Brandon to be okay for this week? Do you think this will linger? Or
I think it's too soon. You know, I think he was pretty sick, and so I think it's too soon. I'm hoping that it's going to be okay, but I think it's probably too soon to tell right now.